Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin. Welcome back to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. We're excited because this week we're talking about this spooky season. I'm not talking about Halloween. We're not talking about, you know, just specifically that holiday. We're talking about we're entering into this season of from Halloween all the way to like Valentine's Day, right? Mm-hmm. It's the onslaught of holiday after holiday after holiday. We got the winter months coming, and this is the time of year where we unfortunately start to sabotage our own health. So starting with Halloween and then going through the holidays, we want to talk about how do we get ahead of this? How do we get out in front of this? And how do we make sure that we are prepared to handle our health in the right way through this holiday season?
And I think, okay, so here's the biggest question about the holiday season is that a lot of times people see colds, flus, sicknesses, illnesses. You know, someone out there who's making up stats said that this is going to be the worst flu season in the last 5 years. I think that that's a little bit funny. And maybe you could argue that's because they erased flu season for the past 2 or 3 years. So, but we won't dive too deep into that rabbit hole. But so here's the big question is that what's the greatest thing that you can do for your immune system right now?
That's great. It's great. The greatest thing you can do for your immune system right now is get adjusted.
Absolutely. And
as a chiropractic patient, you know that, but maybe you don't know the data or the research behind that. So we'll get into that in a minute. Another thing you can be doing is making sure that you're just cutting out all the junk going into this season. This season, the holidays, we talk about the holidays and people talk about, you know, it's just hard to stay on track because the holidays. We're talking about what? We're talking about Halloween,
right?
We're talking about Thanksgiving, we're talking about Christmas, we're talking about New Year's, and then maybe if we go far enough, we're talking about Valentine's Day. We're talking about 5 days.
And if you go far enough, do you talk about St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, so the whole year.
and then Cinco de Mayo.
But the whole year, what we're really talking about is the holiday season. Oh, right. The holidays are so stressful because the holidays. No, what we're talking about is we're talking about like 3 to 5 days that we allow to destroy an entire quarter of the year.
Right.
Or more.
Right.
And so, you know, if we really look at this, it's so silly. Like there's no reason why eating a piece of cake or a little bit of candy on one day should become problematic for the entire year or a season or to throw you off. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is we have a season of sabotage that happens.
Right.
And we got to go into this with the right mindset. So number one, you know, when it comes to Halloween, if your kids are trick-or-treating, and honestly, we're probably not the best people to do this particular topic with Halloween because we ourselves have never really done Halloween.
Right. And you know, and that's a question that we've had patients pose to us before, right? Is how do we potentially make Halloween not all about the candy? Well, we've done that by just not participating. So that is one option, right? Yeah. Like that, mark that down as one option. If that's an option that you don't want to take, that's absolutely okay. We're talking about candy swap options, right? Like coming in, I know that for our kids, we're not going to make them, you know, they see everyone around them with the candy and the bags of candy and think it's like a fun, exciting thing. So, you know, this is something that we've gone to Whole Foods before and we've grabbed a brand called Smart Sweets, which are a little bit of a better option than the typical chemical laden, refined sugar laden, you know, commercial candy options. So that's a swap that you could definitely make.
And that's not just a Halloween thing. That's hey, you go to church and they're handing out candy and our kids know, if somebody gives you candy, you have to ask before you're allowed to consume anything. So they bring it to us. We're like, yeah, no, we're not going to eat that. But when we go home, you can have, you know, some of your Smart Sweets, Swedish Fish, and they 100%. Get all excited. There's lots of brands out there, even, you know, maybe not as clean, but pretty clean is the Justin's stuff, the Justin's peanut butter cups and the, you know, the Justin's or Lily's. So another great brand, if you're looking for lateral moves, the Lily's chocolate brand that's all sweetened with stevia.
100%.
There's lots of brands out there now, lots of brands that you can find healthier versions of candy But the reality is we need to just talk about what we're talking about here is, you know, if your kid's coming home with a pillowcase full of candy,
right?
Like one of the things you have to do is, so this goes back to a story from when I was, you know, first couple of years in practice, held one of my first workshops, had a bunch of people there. And a mom asked me, she said, you know, what if your kids don't like to eat blah, 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 blah. You know, how do you get them to do whatever? And my answer, and I didn't have any children at the time, but it still rings true, was if your kids were capable of making really great nutritional decisions at 4 years old,
right,
then they wouldn't need parents.
Right.
And the whole job of a parent is to teach them and sometimes, you know, keep them from doing the things that their human nature wants them to do, which is eat a pillowcase full of candy.
Right.
So as a parent, it's like if your kid has free reign of the candy, then that's the first thing we need to change, is like that is not a healthy situation for your family. So coming home, picking out a couple pieces,
right,
doing a swap with those pieces, and then having them count their candy and know how many pieces that they have and say, hey, this is the amount that you're allowed to keep and you don't get to eat it all. We're going to swap it all out for healthier choices. You trade it in. Taking that candy and then going and do some of the candy trade-ins, you know, they'll send it off or they'll give it to soldiers across seas and they'll pay you right, $1 a pound or whatever that is. So then maybe if your kid is trick-or-treating, maybe the goal is to go out and collect as much as you can so that you can then, you know, turn it in for cash.
Right.
Or making the goal something different, shifting the perspective.
Right. Shifting the perspective. Right. Absolutely. And I think that it's an interesting phenomenon to me just in general, when you think about Halloween, that this is a time when we're going and we're just knocking on people's door and we're just getting a bunch of candy. I mean, it's just something there's something about that incongruency that doesn't fit into our lifestyle at all. And I think it's okay to say like, hey, maybe we're going to do something completely different here. I know that there's lots of houses is it still a thing where you can, there's different houses that will give out something, an alternative to candy, right? You don't want to be the Apple house, probably. Yeah. Maybe you're going to end up getting toilet papered or.
We had a house in our neighborhood growing up that gave out 50 cent pieces.
I mean, that's cool.
So the guy went and bought, probably got, I don't know, $40. Same thing right, people would spend in candy.
Right.
I bet people spend $100 in candy.
Right. Right.
And so, you know, if you got $100 and 50 cent pieces and every kid got a 50 cent piece, it's kind of, you know, it's not traditional,
right,
but it was memorable. Like every 100%. Kid knew that, you know, I can't remember his name at the moment, but Mr. So-and-so gave him a 50 cent piece. And I just think that's cool that, you know, to think outside the box and do something maybe a little different. For us and our family, we've just decided not to participate.
Right.
Because, you know, doing Halloween without cavities and candy and destroying our immune systems, it's kind of like, how do we do Halloween without witches and, you know, and all the, I don't know, the evil side that we don't right, want our kids exposed to. So right, we just decided, you know, maybe this holiday isn't for us.
Right.
And again, non-judgment, you know, we understand that there's an innocence to it. If you're dressed up like a Power Ranger,
right,
you know, there's an
right,
innocence to it. But our kids, what we do is we go to a movie. We shut off the lights at home. You know, people know we're not home. And we just go to a movie and we do something fun with the kids.
Right.
So, you know, participating in Halloween on, you know, can look very different, you know, depending on what you're at. But let's make this more about how do we stay healthy through the holiday season.
Absolutely. And listen, if you're going to do the thing, right, like you know that sugar tanks your immune system for a period of time.
Yeah. Over 100 grams of sugar has been shown to suppress your entire immune system, to completely crash your immune system for multiple days on end.
Right.
So that was research from Dr. Sears.
Dr. Sears. So if you're going to do that, if you're going to walk into it and you're going to say, hey, listen, we're choosing to do this. We're choosing to have these days where we're going to consume a large amount of sugar. We know our immune system is going to be tanked for multiple days. What are you going to do to build up around, like to support around making that decision?
Yeah. And that's a tough one because some people are, you know, I've literally had patients ask me this, like, if you ask me, what does it mean to eat healthy? I can give you the recipe and say, you do this, 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 and this. But if they go, hey, how unhealthy can I eat and get away with it? Right? Or what if I want to eat a bunch of junk? What can I do to offset
right,
it? That's a really challenging question because
right,
it doesn't really work that way, right?
Right.
It'd be like, how many cigarettes can I smoke? And then what can I do to offset the effect of that?
Right. And not get lung cancer and
it's a challenging dialogue.
Right.
However, what we know is this. We know during the winter months, we lose sunlight.
Yep.
Right. We know that the vast majority of North Americans are already deficient in vitamin D. So one thing you can do going into the holiday season, take more vitamin D. Double down on your vitamin D.
Yes.
The research says as an individual, you should be taking 40 IUs per pound of body weight. So if you're a 200 pound individual like myself, then you have to take 40 IUs. That's about 7,000 IUs per day. And that's for my levels to be normal or healthy. During the winter, I add in another 5,000.
Wow.
So there's 5,000 in my vitamin D. There's 2,000 in my max living essentials through the multivitamin. That's 7,000. So I take another 5,000 during the fall and winter.
Yep.
And then in the summer, I cut back on that second 5,000.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do the math for yourself, but consuming enough vitamin D, because vitamin D is your immune hormone. It's a huge supporter of your immune system. There are other things, you know, vitamin C and zinc through the winter are critical. Cutting back on sugar is critical. Cutting back on alcohol is critical. Getting more sleep, getting an additional hour to 2 hours of sleep, getting to bed by 9:30, getting to bed by 10 o'clock, paying attention to your body.
Like sold on the more sleep.
Last night I came home. I'm normally like a 10:30 person, right around there. Last night I came home, it was like 9 o'clock. I'm like, I just feel tight. I'm just feeling kind of lethargic. It was a colder day in Cincinnati. You know, it's getting dark earlier. I just felt kind of fatigued. It was a long day for me. So went straight to bed and woke up this morning feeling great, ready to tackle the day. So getting more sleep.
Right. Sometimes you need to hibernate a little bit in the winter.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I think that paying attention to the cycles of nature and the cycles of, like, God created this beautiful earth and these rhythms in the earth that are really meaningful. And when you start paying attention to it, like, you're going to find that there's some things that make sense in your body, right? Like, there's some things that make sense in your health and just really, like, leaning into it. And I think sometimes, like, when you're younger, you're fighting it all the time, right? Like, when you're younger, you're like, I don't want to go to bed and I want to eat whatever I want. And I want to, yes, you're doing all of those things.
I hated sleep as a kid.
Yes. And then you get older and, like, nothing sounds nicer than a great night of sleep. Yep. And, like, there's just some things that you start really, like, leaning into. I was talking with a girlfriend the other day and got invited to a really fun girls trip in Chicago to take our daughters and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it sounded really fun. And then at the end of the day, I was like, you know what? It's a little too much chaos for me. And, like, I really want this season of rest. And that's what I'm leaning into right now. And so sometimes just saying no to some things and, like, setting up a beautiful season for yourself is really a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so so vitamin D, really dialing in our nutrition, drinking more water. Mm-hmm. You know, we become more dehydrated sometimes, believe it or not, through the winter months. You know, skin dries out.
Yeah.
You know, you think about summer being the time when you're sweating, but most of the time when people are sweating, a lot of times they're replenishing. But the winter months are harsh on us too. And so just making sure we're staying hydrated.
100%. I don't think about hydration as much in the winter time. You know, I think, like, in the summertime, it's like you get your bottle of water, you know, you're doing these activities, you're filling up, you're drinking more. And I think that sometimes in the winter time that it's like you got a warm cup of coffee or you got this tea and you're not really thinking about just pure, clean water and drinking it.
Use your house as an example. During the summer, you have to run in your basement a dehumidifier.
Right.
To get the humidity out of your house. But in the summer, you have to run a humidifier to get humidity back in your house because your house dries out in the winter. So if your body is similar, like, we actually, you know, need more hydration in the winter. Our cells become naturally more dehydrated in the winter. So, you know, just making sure that we're staying hydrated. So then the last thing, and you know, we wrote a newsletter on this week in our practice, is get adjusted and stay on top of your schedule. It's so easy to get tempted to skip an adjustment. It's so easy to get tempted to, you know, reschedule an adjustment because we get busy, right? I got to go do X, Y, and Z, and you're shopping during the holidays or you're doing whatever, or there's a gathering and it's like, oh, I got to get ready for tonight. People are coming over. And it's so easy to, you know, skip an adjustment or move an adjustment or not do your home care. But the research, we shared research from Dr. Ron Pirro. Ron Pirro was the chief of cancer research for the New York School of Preventative Medicine. So the New York Preventative Medicine Institute. And then he also was the vice president of, what college was it in New York?
New York University.
New York University. So this guy is, you know, he's no slouch. He's the vice president of one school.
Well.
He's chief of cancer research at another school focused on holistic practices. And he wanted to see, like, how does cancer and how does immunity and how do these things get affected by things we do in our lifestyles holistically? And one of the research studies they did was on chiropractic care, and they were measuring certain biomarkers in blood, and they were checking to see what is it about, you know, this person's blood that changes, and what is the effect that has on their immune system, and do certain practices like chiropractic change that? And so they were measuring, certain biomarkers in the blood. One of them was serum thiol. And they showed in a couple different studies that when you get adjusted, there is a large difference between the people who were getting adjusted over 5 years, 107 people they tracked, and they looked at them and looked at what did their immune systems function like versus those people who weren't getting adjusted. And what they saw was they saw about a 200% increase in function in the immune systems of the chiropractic group. And they saw that it was about 400% different than people who had chronic illnesses like cancer. So this chiropractic group, it's easy to look at it and go, oh, wow, chiropractic, you know, makes your immunity so much stronger and boosts your immunity. No, that's not what's happening. Chiropractic is a great practice for removing interference so that your body can function like it was designed to. Your immune system's designed to function that much well. When people aren't getting adjusted, subluxations in the spine cause their immune system to function at, on average, in this study, 200% less, all the way up to 400% less. That some of these people, because they weren't getting adjusted, their nervous systems were being bombarded with stress, and that was having a direct effect on how well they function, how well their immune systems function. And so they had weaker immune systems. Chiropractic patients don't have stronger immune systems. Non-chiropractic patients have weaker immune systems because of subluxation.
Which is so interesting. And there's another piece of this too, that the immune system superiority of those under chiropractic care did not appear to diminish with age. That is astounding.
Yeah. So what that means is it was irrelevant how old you were. You saw a great immune function regardless of age. You know, they did another study on DNA, and they showed the telomere length. So the telomeres are the tails of the DNA that have some correlation with longevity, how long we live. The longer our telomeres, the longer we live. And they shrink on average of about 1% per year. And what they showed was chiropractic patients, their telomeres didn't shorten at the same rate. In fact, when they first got under chiropractic care, their telomeres lengthened. So it showed, you know, that we actually are adding years back to life. And this is just stuff to consider going into the holiday season, because it's so easy. It's so easy to drink less water. It's so easy. You know, you're not getting as much sunlight. It's so easy to eat junkier food. It's so easy to get less sleep. It's so easy to skip an adjustment. But these are the things, the people who do these, the people who drink their water, who take their vitamins, who follow a nutrition plan, who show some reservation when it comes to the parties and how much they're consuming, the people who get adjusted. It doesn't mean you have no fun. It just means we don't go off the rails.
Right. We don't have it. And, you know, I think, like, I want to hit this, like, emphatically, because that Dr. Pirro study that you were talking about, he commented on it afterwards, right? And he said, when you're looking at this from a clinical framework, which this is so interesting, and this really shook me a little bit, that he had never seen a group other than that chiropractic group experience a 200% increase over normal patients. He's like, I have studied, I have done these things. Yeah, I have witnessed it. I have never seen a group do that before. Yeah. And he's like, that's why this study, this is what he said. This is why this study is so dramatically important. We have never seen such a positive improvement in a group. They had never seen such a positive improvement in a group outside of a group that was under chiropractic care.
Yeah. Not a nutrition group, not a supplement group.
They hadn't seen it. That's amazing.
Not a stress management group.
Exactly.
Not a breathing group, teaching how to breathe.
100%. And not that any of those things are wrong, but you can do all of those things in the
single, world. The single best thing you could do right now to change the state of your health is get adjusted. The single best thing you could do. Why? Because to quote a friend of ours, Mark Wolfman, nutrition doesn't control your health. It contributes to it. Exercise doesn't control your health. It contributes to it. Taking supplements doesn't control your health, it contributes to it. But your nervous system controls your health. So when you're getting adjusted and when you're getting pressure off your nervous system, you're directly affecting the only thing that directly controls your health. And so because you're doing that, the benefits of it are so profound.
Right.
And we live in an environment where our nervous system is under chronic stress, physically from posture and subluxations and traumas, but stress from emotional stress, chemical stressors. And so some of those, we can remove some of that or we can avoid some of that. But the one impact you know you can make right now is get adjusted and get that physical stress off your nervous system. And Heidi Havoc, the researcher who does all the research in chiropractic, Heidi Havoc said, getting adjusted, the one research study they did, it's like rebooting your computer. You know, when you have all those processes that are running on your computer and it slows it down and you reboot your computer, and sometimes that just makes things function faster. Well, we collect stress. We collect all those processes are open and running. You're thinking about this, and you're doing this, and there's leftover stress from this, and this is running in the background. And, you know, there's a subluxation that's putting pressure on your neck, and it's hard for you to focus, and you're trying to drive, but your neck's bothering you, and this and that's going on. And then all of a sudden you get adjusted and there's a reset, and people feel that. They get off the table and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't know, I just feel different. Well, that different is you just got an upgrade in your physiology. You just got stress removed from your nervous system. Physically, you got adjusted, and now your nervous system is functioning, primed and functioning at the best of its ability. And so you're able to handle all those things in a better way. So what do you do? What do you do going into this season? It's simple. Go in with maybe a different perspective, shift your perspective. Maybe this holiday, and maybe the way we've done it for the last 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, maybe it's not for you. Maybe assess what part of it is for you. You know, maybe you have all the kids over your house, and instead of doing a traditional holiday party, do a theme party, do a Noah's Ark party, do a Buzz Lightyear party, let the kids dress up, but maybe let's not make it about candy.
100%.
You know, maybe control the environment. Maybe you don't participate at all. Maybe you do something different like we do. Maybe you do candy swap. Maybe you do whatever. But understand that this is just one of several upcoming holidays during a season that's the toughest on your body. So go into it intentionally and plan on winning this season.
So good.
All right. This has been another episode of the Max Living Podcast. Until next week, this is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin, and we're just glad to be with you guys. Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.